KGYM is here to cover everything you need to know about sports betting in Iowa. This is WagerWise, sponsored by Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort.
And it is time to bring Jake from the Elite Sportsbook in Riverside on board with us. Another edition of WagerWise on a very newsworthy Wednesday afternoon. I was taking a look at the Elite Sportsbook website earlier today. They have taken down the college football futures as they are probably putting the new Big Ten schedules in front of their risk management team, but sooner or later those college football games will be back up, as well as the Iowa season-long wagering. But Jake, obviously a very interesting day for you guys in the sportsbook business as the Big Ten rolls out a brand new schedule for the upcoming season, and you guys are playing a little catch-up today.
It seems like COVID has been keeping us on our toes, and now college football hasn't disappointed as well. So kind of taking it down, re-looking at the whole situation, and, should be putting it up soon. But definitely our risk team has been busy with all these different changes and updates almost constantly in every sport.
How does it feel now that the NHL and the NBA are rolling along, and it doesn't, knock on wood, but they haven't had any positive tests inside the bubble yet? So a lot of live action games going on all day has to be exciting for you guys and your customers.
It really is, yeah. It's very consistent. No positive tests. Our risk team enjoys it. We enjoy seeing the steady traffic and draft day at Riverside. Like I mentioned, almost every week, our staff really enjoys seeing smiling faces and writing tickets. So having sports on again, especially NBA and NHL, is bringing in a steady flow. So that's always a good thing. And it seems that the bubble is working, that structure at least. So,
like Alex and I were discussing the other day, there's almost a little bit of a March Madness feel to this, having sports going on, events to watch during the day and the afternoon. Unfortunately, you didn't get to experience that for the first time back in March. We were so looking forward to the first NCAA tournament. But having seen Iowa in the top five, top three of a lot of preseason projections, I'm going to go out on a limb and guess, because the college basketball futures are still online at the Elite Sportsbook, 15-1 on the Hawkeyes to win the NCAA championship this year. I imagine there's going to be some Hawkeye fans that they're putting some money down with you guys on that one.
Yeah, for sure. I'd say jump on it early, because you never know when it can change. But with the big news with Garza coming back, things are looking up for the Iowa basketball team this year.
How frustrating has the Major League Baseball been for you guys and your risk team with two teams that have had to pause their seasons and a lot of cloudy uncertainty moving forward?
Of course, it's frustrating for us and the risk team. I could only imagine too for the guests out there on our site and draft day that are making some of these bets and really excited, for that parlay to come through with the great odds, and then one of their legs is disqualified and it kind of changes everything. So, like everyone's saying, we're all in this together, but we're just as frustrated as everyone else, and we don't like to take the odds down and put them back up and take them down and put them back up, just like our bettors don't like their bets being no actioned.
Jake with us from the Elite Sportsbook in Riverside. They are open. Stop on in. Get signed up as a Resort Club member. It's the first step that you need to take in order to get your sportsbook account set up. Elite Sportsbook is the website. You guys have UFC 252 coming up. I know we mentioned last week that you guys were cleared to have that event, that watch party at Elite. So probably looking forward to moving forward with that.
Yes, we are. We've got all the safety protocols put in place. Extremely limited capacity. I think only around 60 people are allowed in draft day. So there will be a door person. Masks are required in and out. One in, one out. It's free to watch, but I definitely recommend getting there early if you're looking to watch the fight.
Have you... watching some of these games, it seems interesting, whether it's the NHL or the NBA, that we were worried about teams kind of fighting through that early fog. Have you seen any trends as far as the over-unders? Are we seeing to me, it looks like we're seeing a lot of the overs hit in the NHL and the NBA.
I don't know if it's the new structure, the less distraction in the crowd. I mean, there's all kinds of theories out there, right? But the first week of games with the NBA, you noticed almost every overhit. So it took our risk team a little bit, let's adjust these sites, because, I mean, this is new for everyone, right? New for the players, new for bettors, new for fans, and also new for us as an operator. But just one more thing keeping us all on our toes during this time. More scoring, more action, more fun to watch.
We've talked a lot about some of the promotions that you guys have had over the last couple weeks as sports have come back. You are still extending the new sign-up bonus, though. That runs for a couple more weeks through the end of the month, right?
Yep, it runs through August 31st. So if you haven't yet, get down, sign up for a Resort Club card at the Resort Club desk at Riverside. And then you can either go to draft day and watch the games, or you can head straight home and watch them from the safety of your home. You just go on our website after that, put in the credentials, authorize your online Elite Sportsbook account using a Resort Club card number. And on your first online deposit, we will match the deposit up to $200. We'll match 50% of the deposit up to $200.
Well, Jake, we appreciate the time as always, and Alex and I will take a look at what's going on in the sports world tonight as far as wagering goes, but get those accounts set up. Elite Sportsbook is the website, and how can folks follow along on social media?
Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at Elite Sportsbook.
All right, Jake, we will touch base with you next Wednesday. Hopefully it will be less newsworthy a week from today.
Maybe good news, right?
Well, fingers crossed. Jake joining us every Wednesday here from the Elite Sportsbook in Riverside. Again, check him out, elitesportsbook.com. And Alex, obviously it's going to take a little while to take a look at that Big Ten schedule, the revamped schedule, get the new lines available, and the Big Ten championship odds, as well as the Big Ten West. We discussed earlier in the program today, Wisconsin has a very favorable path to a Big Ten West title, but before too long, people are going to be able to bet on that Iowa-Maryland game, first time in 40 years that the Hawkeyes will open the season with a Big Ten game.
Yeah, it's going to take a little bit of an adjustment for all of us, and the folks down at the Elite Sportsbook have done a great job of accommodating to these changing times through a really, really difficult time where things with leagues are changing schedules, are changing our teams in certain leagues, like I said, with Major League Baseball that are not playing, and now in college football, the lines that they had throughout the season where they had made it so that you could bet on games late in the season, they have to change those because the entire most of people's schedules or most teams' schedules have changed. So great job done by the folks down at the Elite Sportsbook, and I'm looking forward to seeing those lines up on the site again.
You can bet during the games on the Elite website. The Cubs leading 5-2 last night in the ninth inning. I'm sure there were a lot of folks out there who saw Craig Kimbrell start the ninth inning, logged on to elitesportsbook.com, saw the Kansas City Royals plus 2.5 runs in the top of the ninth inning. Maybe you jumped on it at plus 235. Maybe you got it when it was plus 160. Needless to say, that wound up paying off as the Cubs won the game, but they won it 5-4. Some baseball on tap tonight. The Cubs will continue their series with the Royals. That is Yu Darvish on the mound for Chicago tonight. They are a heavy $2.20 favorite on the money line. Twins and Pirates. Randy Dobnak, the Twins, a $1.75 favorite on the money line. And the Chicago White Sox, Alex, winners of 6 in a row. Can they make it 7? They are only a $1.20 favorite on the money line with Dallas Keuchel pitching against the Brewers tonight.
Yeah, the Chicago White Sox are rolling. Some really good baseball being played in the city of Chicago. And Todd, I can't lie to you. I'm staring directly at that over-under for the late game in the NHL tonight, the Edmonton Oilers and the Chicago Blackhawks. Both games have gone over that the 6.5 mark. 9 goals and 10 goals in the first two games. Will there be some sort of correction with these two teams playing a more tight-checking game? But I am staring right at that over-under 6.5 goals. I'm leaning towards the over again.
We will have another edition of WagerWise. We'll catch up with Jake again next Wednesday at 5:30.
WagerWise on KGYM is a paid presentation brought to you by Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Check them out at elitesportsbook.com.